This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the Evening Edition. It's 20 minutes to 7. Taking a look at our next story. Well, I mean, it's self-explanatory. I mean, there are no World Cup games tonight.
No.
The only thing that you want to pay attention to are the debates comprising of Dr. Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi, Tunku Razali Hamza, as well as Khairi Jamaluddin. All three of them are vying for the UMNO president post.
Yep. So interestingly, in the lead up to the elections, of course, there was a survey done by the Ilham Center, which actually shows that Dato' Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi has the upper hand in the contest for the UMNO president post. Kuli comes in a close second. Khairi Jamaluddin expected to only split the votes for a position. In fact, here's what the polls are saying by way of numbers. So the support of the divisions to Zahid Hamidi is at 51%. Kuli, fierce competition, at 35%. KJ, just 6%. There's about 8% who have not been made their support clear.
Well, so Hisamuddin Baka, the executive director at Ilham Center, goes on to say that, you know, the UMNO president post is far from settled, pointing to the possibility that Tunku Razali, as you know, could actually stage an upset win, highlighting two particular states which he said are represented by former UMNO President Datuk Sri Najib Razak, as well as Hishamuddin Hussein, taking a look at the state of Pahang and Johor. These two states appear to be giving off interesting indications on their choice for the elections, and particularly pointing it towards Zahid Hamidi, potentially.
Yeah, that's right. So the system apparently works as such. Party branches come under party divisions. Each branch is entitled to one delegate who will have then voting rights in the party election. So Hisamuddin has said a minority of party delegates have begun to start asserting their rights to voice out on their own, but the warlord culture continues to prevail. So we're seeing a slight departure from the norm, I think. And the big question, I guess, is you know, whether or not they're going for continuity or change.
Yeah, and of course, earlier today, the Morning Run spoke with Kamarul Bahrain Harum. He is the executive director over at Astro Awani. He will actually be moderating the much-awaited debate that's happening tonight at 9:30 p.m. Super exciting stuff, considering how debates in the political arena are not a norm for the Malaysian public. Kamarul told us how he thinks this will play out.
Of course, we look at the US presidential, some from the UK, but it's going to be the typical ala Malaysia. We want it in our own way. Yes, we can borrow some formats here and there, some kind of Q&A turns here and there. But at the end of the day, it's very much along the lines of the Malaysian culture. And we can be critical. Dalam bahasa Malaysia, kita boleh critical, tapi critical dengan santun.
Right. So Kamarul also shared his thoughts on why he thinks the upcoming debate and UMNO elections are a matter of national interest.
Over the last few weeks, we've been featuring interviews with candidates, not just for the presidential seat, but also for the DVT, for the vice, and also for, you know, for the other exco members, even the chief of the youth wings. They have been on the shows before, even for the candidates, and they have said that now voting for UMNO is not just a party matter. UMNO matters is also the national matter, because UMNO needs to win in the next general election 15, the support of the people. So I guess the new era and this new leadership or potential leadership of UMNO, they are not looking at it from the traditional way, because they know that they can no longer just speak to their own group of people, which is their own party members, but also to the Malaysians at large.
Well, that was Kamarul Bahrain Harun from Astro Awani speaking to the Morning Run earlier today. Now, to listen to that interview, download the podcast from BFM.my or on your BFM app. You can also catch him live, of course, on Astro Awani this evening at 9:30 p.m., where he'll be moderating the UMNO presidential debate. After this, we'll be hearing from Amir Farid, political analyst and director of strategy over at KRA Group, to talk a little bit more about the UMNO presidency elections proper. That's coming up after this on BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
It's Caroline Ezra on the Evening Edition. We've been talking about the AMNO presidential elections. Now, the debate takes place tonight at 9:30 p.m. on Astro Awani. And, of course, there's been a lot of discussion about the elections in itself. And, of course, you know, we keep forgetting that there are two other lesser-known candidates for the contest of president, Muhammad Iqbal Marikar and Yusuf Musa Jamaluddin.
Yeah, not really making much of a ripple, unfortunately.
I don't think so, but I think it's worth noting that they're in the contest.
They are.
So as for the AMNO presidency elections proper, we're going to cross over to Amir Fari, political analyst and director of strategy over at KRA Group. Amir, thank you for being with us on the Evening Edition. So going perhaps beyond tonight's debate, what do you think we can expect from the actual elections that actually take place tomorrow?
All right. I think it has shaped up to be a wide open race. The recent developments in the past few days, like the valuation of the goods found in Dato' Sri Najib Razak's private residences amounting to more than 1 billion ringgit, the freezing of the AMNO accounts, and of course the anticipation and the build-up to the presidential debate are changing and shaping the dynamics of the main race, the presidential post-race in AMNO on a daily basis. And in my opinion, at least, all the three major candidates running for the presidency have a pretty decent chance. As I said, it will be a tight race and trends will only emerge tomorrow by midday. And judging by last weekend's Wings elections, it's not very clear where if there is any one trend, but there has been a balance amongst the choices of the candidates between familiar names but fresh ideas.
Right. You know, there was a survey published by Ilham Center. We talked about it a little earlier that called it for Zahid Hamidi, saying he has the support of 51% of AMNO delegates, Kuli 35%, KJ just 6%, potentially putting him in a position to split the vote. But, you know, surveys are tricky, you know, just like G14, where predictions were way off the mark. I mean, do you have any thoughts on this? Do you think that we could still perhaps see Kuli or even KJ at the helm?
Surely, and of course, on the surface, it looks like the status quo votes will prevail. But in my opinion, it's entirely possible to see change in the dynamics at the very last minute. As I pointed out as well, the debate is very crucial for those who are voting for reform in the party because it can swing in the favor of Kuli or KJ, and for them to shake the sensitive votes in the party, especially amongst the grassroots. Of course, like you rightly pointed out, a lot of polls have missed the mark in the last elections, and AMNO still practices the culture of fear, although many of the candidates have said that it's got to reform itself from being a feudal party. But the thinking of many, it's still very feudal and hierarchical and seniority-based. So a lot of the members who are voting tomorrow may be fearful to openly voice the support for the candidates of their desire and interest.
Mm. And Amir, let's talk about where AMNO could be headed based on who wins the presidency. Perhaps we can start with Zahid Hamidi. The assumption is that a Zahid win would mean that the party will stay the course and in continuity rather than change. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, first and foremost, I think in the three main presidential candidates campaigning around the country, all of them have said at one time or another that reform needs to happen within the party. Everyone acknowledged that business cannot be as usual. AMNO now is clearly in opposition and thus will only settle once the parliament convenes. And everyone accepts that being in opposition has its set of challenges. All the three main candidates will have to reform the party. The difference is just on the pace of the reform and changes. And if Zahid wins, I think he, as many of the AMNO people can expect, and those who know him, he will bring AMNO closer to the Islamist stream of Malay politics. And I think we will see more of the transactional nature of political wheeling and dealing, which will still continue if Zahid were to be at the helm of the party. But if Kuli, on the other hand, wins, I think it will strengthen Malay nationalism. And he has also said very clearly in many of his speeches that he will just be a transitional president. And he said, I'm only here for 3 years. He is very committed to bringing in new generation, new faces will step in, infusion of new blood, but still old values of Malay nationalism. Don't you forget that Tengku Razali was also the founder of Semangat 46, which was a splinter Malay nationalist party of UMNO, which wants to go back to the real values of the establishment of UMNO. If KJ win, do expect more radical reforms and a more intellectually vocal opposition. And I think he will take UMNO to the center of the political spectrum, although that is, in my opinion, a bit of a crowded space, but there's a trend that most parties are moving anyhow these days.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, there does appear to be conflicting thoughts about KJ's prospects for winning. I think it depends very much on who you ask. You know, as we know, he's quite popular with the youth, but some pollsters are saying that, you know, it's not going to translate into a win. Kuli himself also said that KJ shouldn't have tried for the presidential role given the risk it carries. So if indeed he does lose, what do you think this will mean for his standing in UMNO? Would a loss leave him on shaky ground moving forward?
Well, he is still a relatively young MP. He is still an MP in the day and age where UMNO only has, 52 MPs left. So I think being a former UMNO youth leader and an UMNO MP, he will still have some standing with the party. And I'm sure whoever who wins will need to tap his brains as well as his voter base in order to help rebuild the party and for the party to move forward from the disastrous GE14 outcome. Of course, the stakes are high in every election, but UMNO does not have much choices. Regardless of whatever the outcome of the party election, the party will have to come together, the different factions, and figure out how they want to move forward together as a credible voice of the opposition.
Now, Tengku Razali recently spoke to BFM on the Breakfast Grill, and he emphasized, as you mentioned earlier, Amir, the need for UMNO to make way for young, fresh faces. How comfortably do you think that idea would sit with those who have been in the party for such a long time?
Of course, as you see, 40% of the UMNO warlords are staying and have won uncontested in the party elections at the division level. But there is a greater acknowledgement that they will have to make way for young faces, given that Pakatan Harapan, who is in government now, did very well on the young platform as well as the reform platform. So if UMNO wants to rebuild itself, it's got to be more inclusive of the young voices. And many of the party elders are beginning to realize this, and I think it will be clearer after the outcome of the party elections. But I am optimistic that some of the older generation of leaders in the party have started to recognize this fact, although sometimes probably more privately rather than publicly. But I do see some, from my observation, commitment to giving way to younger set of leaders, especially in the next 3 years. They are preparing the new batch for the next 3 years.
Well, Amir, thank you very much for your analysis. That was Amir Farid, Director of Strategy at KRA Group, with his views on the UMNO elections that will happen tomorrow at the debate. Well, that takes place tonight at 9:30 p.m. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.